here. You're too little to cross the street alone. Somebody has to hold your hand, and I need to have empty hands right now," I said. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That meant it was time for me to go get the mail. Getting the mail is my job after I come home from school. Teacher told us there is a law that says kids cannot work until they are teenagers. Mama must not know this. I work a lot, only she calls it chores instead of work. It is very important to be safe when you cross the street. You always need to look both ways. I live on 8th Street. This means I need to turn and look side to side 8 times before I step into the street. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. It is good to hold your arms straight out to balance when you are looking both ways. If you don't, you can get spinny head. I am very glad I don't live on 108th Street, like my best school friend, Fern. That would hurt my neck, and is a very lot of counting. Mama! I yelled when I got back in the house. He wrote to you again. Jojo, who wrote to me? Mama asked. Mama looked at the letters. Bill sends a lot of letters to Mama. Then each month she looks at them all and gives a big puffy outy breath. Mama's eyebrows get smushed when she reads his letters. She must not like him. But she writes back all the time. She even sends him money. That Bill guy, he writes a lot of letters. Mama, are there any letters for me?
No, but Jojo, do you ever write letters to anyone? Mama answered.
Well, last year I wrote one to Mimi when I was sick in bed, but she never wrote back. My name is Jojo. You can call me Jojo. I am 7 years old and in the first grade, which is funny because I never went to zero grade, only kindergarten. I hope they don't send me back to zero grade. Or maybe I am very smart and I got to skip zero grade. When I was little, like 2 years ago, I thought my real big name was Jojo McCoons Azure Get to Your Room. But that is very silly. Mama only calls me that when I'm in trouble. My real big name is Josephine McCoons Azure. Mushum, my grandpa, gave me the name McCoon since when I was a baby, I would say grrr, like a growl. My baby hair was short and black, just like a little bear cub. Mushum died, but I can still hear him when I'm out picking Juneberries. It's a little tickle whisper that kisses my forehead from the wind. My middle name is McCoons. You say, McCoons, like this. Ma-coons. I like to wear my hair with little bear ears. It is my bear hair, and it is very pretty. Mushum means grandpa in the Michif language. Michif is one kind of Native American language. It is a language made from words that are Cree, French, and Ojibwe. We speak very many languages on our reservation. Ojibwe is my Native American tribe. You say it like this. O-jib-we. See? Ojibwe. Remember? I'm a member of the Pembina Ojibwe Nation. I live on the Pembina Ojibwe Reservation. I like to learn to speak Ojibwe and Michif. Mushum, Grandpa, told me it's good to know our language. Then, when we speak it, our land will hear us and remember us. I hope our land remembers that I do not like the Zagameg. Mosquitoes. When I tiptoe around my backyard, I say, Gawin Zagameg! No mosquito. I do it many times because sometimes people don't listen to me. I think the land will listen to me. Kokum, Grandma, says the Zagameg like me because I am so sweet. My Kokum is very smart and pretty and gives me cherry lifesavers when Mama isn't looking.